Hey guys, and welcome back to episode 11 of Not Click Babes. How you doing, Mercedes?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good, you know. Should we start off
with our vibe check?
Weekly vibe check. Weekly. Let's start off with you, because I feel like we start off with me. Let's start off with you. What was your weekly vibe check?
My weekly vibe check? I was exhausted. Mm-hmm. I was exhausted. It wasn't terrible. I think it's an improvement from last week, because last week our vibes were most definitely off.
They were completely off.
100% askew. But this week they leveled out, went back to normal. There were some highs. There were some lows, mostly highs. Mostly lows. But I'm here now, and that's okay. What about you?
You know what? I'm just going to say it. It was still as bad, but I think a little less bad, but it was still bad. You know what I mean? I think it's just like
personal. What was the worst part about it?
Well, the personal, I guess, like that phone call that I got.
Oh, that was sad, bro.
She's like dying. So I just kind of like.
This one's for you.
This one's for you.
I don't know if older people listen to podcasts. They should. It's like the radio.
Yeah, it is. It's so literally like radio, just no commercials.
No fucking cover. Oh my god, we're onto something. Our brains be like big masterminds and shit.
But you know, other than that, I feel like it's getting back to it. I guess it's getting back. We're getting back.
I mean, that's kind of life.
Yeah, it's life, I guess.
Unfortunately, I hate to be that bitch. I mean, obviously condolences and support and sympathy, but at the same time, I'm really bad at that.
No, I am too. Cause literally, when I found out that one tear that I shed, that was the only thing, and then I haven't cried since.
Mom, I'm scared.
Because I just, it's just how I deal with things. It's because I don't know. I feel like, honestly, I'm going to say this right here, right now. I'm sorry, Mom and Dad, but I feel like I can't even, I don't think I can go to their funerals.
Oh.
Like, if that's, like, tea. Like, I don't think I could do that.
Why?
I don't know. It's like this weird thing, because this is when my grandfather is dying, like, I wasn't very close to him, but then when it was like that, like, I just did it. Mm-hmm. It was more like, okay, like, I don't even know how to say it. Like, I just pushed myself away from him because I didn't want to be, like, as hurt when he passed. And then I didn't even cry at the funeral, but at the burial, I cried. But I don't know. I think it's just because.
You mean burial?
Burial.
We in the barrio, son.
The barrio ese.
Anyway.
But yeah, so I don't even think I could go to, like, if my brother passed.
Oh.
I don't even think I could go to his.
You don't think you can go because you wouldn't be able to handle it?
It's just, I don't want to remember them that way. Like, I could go if the casket was closed.
The casket.
His Glock was unarmed. But if other than that, because like when it was like that with my grandpa, because my mom kept trying to push me to see him, and I was like, I looked at her, I said, "You do that again,
I'm gonna beat your ass
right here at my grandpa's funeral," because I just did not want to see him. I didn't want to remember him that way. I didn't want to see him that way.
I didn't even think of that. I didn't have the opportunity to see my grandfather at his funeral because I was studying abroad. Literally the day after I left was the day of the funeral. And I was like, this shit rough.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I also don't know how to, like, process death.
Yeah.
Because that was, like, the closest thing.
That was the first experience I've had with it.
I mean, I had when I was younger, but I was a kid.
It's, like, different.
Yeah. No one matters to me except myself when I'm a kid. Okay, I'm trying to get back to that. The year's 2020, the year of the rat, the year of me. I'm ready. But yeah, it's just, anyway, that's so sad. I'm so sorry, everyone.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry, everybody. I'm just, but like, does anybody else feel the same way, or am I just like a psychopath?
I think you're just a psycho. No, I just don't think you ever learned
I can't process emotions.
Exactly.
And I know that. And that's why I'm single.
Oh, that's the only reason why.
That's the only reason why.
Clearly.
It's not because I don't talk to boys. It's not because, I don't know what else.
What else is there to dating?
No one else is there to say anything, so.
But overall, anyway, back to the jokes.
Give us the fucking comedy. I know, we've been slacking on it, guys. But it's because, here's the tea. Like, shit's been rough. Can we just talk about it?
Thank
like,
you.
It's just been hard. And we can't always be these yapper dapper girls who make you guys laugh. But
that
we
was like
to.
An off-brand yabba dabba doo.
That was, yeah, so, you know.
So we can coin we yapper can, dapper.
Yeah, yapper dapper.
You're welcome. Don't come for us.
Please do come for us in the comments. We don't even read
we
the
don't
comments.
Have fucking comments. We don't fucking have comments. So please fucking come for us.
Come for
I
us.
I fucking dare you.
Dare y'all.
I'll come right back at you. It'll be like a comment from owner. My ass will be on you. That's my favorite thing. So when I like to go on Yelp because mm-hmm. I like to pretend that I'm Caucasian. And I go on Yelp and I look at the reviews and I love reading the really nasty reviews.
Yeah.
And I love seeing like comment from manager or comment from business owner and seeing when they go off yeah. on like reviews. That shit's so funny. I love the excuses. It's just some good shit. Like 10 out of 10, I recommend going onto Yelp. And especially, I'm assuming like low reviewed places, because a lot of the low reviewed places has management that isn't willing to change.
Oh,
hence
yeah.
why it's so low.
Yeah.
So check it out. Play a little game.
I took my writing class. That wasn't even a writing class.
Oh, okay.
It taught me how to like, right. our final was getting the situation and then as managers replying to
customers the situation
who had bad experiences.
Wow, that's genius. None of you know, I'm a management major and I've never had to do that.
Well, should have taken Lisa Bliss. Shout out to you. Thank you for giving me that A.
Okay. Yeah, I will definitely not take her class.
Why? It was like really good. It was
graduating.
Like good. It was cool. I know that, obviously. But it comes for your junior writing class. But like, it was like cool because we didn't have to write like papers and stuff. But I felt like I learned more valuable things, I guess.
Yeah, but you also don't know how to write a cover letter, which I learned in my junior
facts.
Level writing class.
Big facts.
How do we feel about that? Cover letters. They're interesting. I know a little too much about resumes and a little too much about cover letters.
I feel that's a good thing.
Not really, because I shouldn't have to submit resumes. I should be wanted. I should be wanted so bad because of my charisma and my work, my uniqueness, my accolades.
Accolades.
I hate filling out resumes and I hate doing cover letters because I kind of have like a cut and paste of a cover letter.
Yeah.
The issue being is you want to make a cover letter relate to the job.
Yeah.
And I write paragraphs. And apparently you're only supposed to write like one paragraph. That's what.
For a cover letter?
Yeah. That's what my fucking teacher told me. And he worked for Apple and Disney. But also it's like, well, I worked for Chuck E. Cheese. And that's $1 billion corporation. So you can suck my
is
ass.
Is it still $1 billion?
Probably. I don't know. They make a lot of money. Especially after that whole Shane Dawson thing. You know how much fucking clout
money.
I got? But do you know how much clout I got? Just
you
from
may
that?
Have got clout, but they probably lost a lot of customers.
Yeah, a lot of like grown customers. Like everyone that was watching that was
like teens.
They don't have kids. Mm-hmm. I hope not. If they do, no judgment. But at the same time, I hope you're smart enough to not take your kid to Chuck E. Cheese.
I love Peter Piper's.
Peter Piper's.
Beep.
Why'd you say it that way?
Because I love it.
It's a good place.
It's like exactly like Chuck E. Cheese. The only thing my mom loved about Chuck E. Cheese was that they used to stamp your hand.
They still do.
So like
it's called Kid Check.
So like yeah, but that was the only reason why she liked it. Other than that, she hated it. Also, I had my birthday party there one time, and I was so scared of Chuck E. Cheese that because you know how at the end during like back in that time at the end he would come out from like the back and then he would.
I know. Yeah, the birthday show.
Yeah, I ran. Okay, I was like out. I was like goodbye. Nah, I'm like I'll meet y'all back at the house. Like I was so scared. I hid underneath the table. I remember that. I hid underneath the table.
I'm so sorry for you.
It was emotional. I never did that at Chuck E. Cheese. I mean, I never did that at Peter Piper's. Only at Chuck E. Cheese.
Anyways, are you riding?
Am I riding what?
Never mind. What am I thinking? Oh, fun fact. I don't have one. Sorry. I'm kind of at a loss. It's very early for me.
It's early for all of us. She literally went to bed. What time did you go to bed last night?
I went to bed
this morning, should I say.
Don't call me out like this. I went to bed about 4 a.m., 4:30. But I had a good reason to. I was really busy. I was rearranging my apps on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay. I was only rearranging my apps because I downloaded a new one. I downloaded Hinge. Yes, go ahead. Call me an attention whore.
No, I feel like I wanted to try, but I was like scared.
I know. I also thought you had to pay for it. So, but like, I was like, I'm not gonna pay for love. Like, who did it look like to you?
eHarmony people, they pay for love and they get married.
Unfortunately, yeah. So. And then they get divorced. Ask my uncle.
Oh, happens sometimes. Everybody, if you get married, you have a 50% chance of being divorced that first year or those first 5 seconds of being married.
Those first 5 seconds
goes up for me because because I lack the emotional compassion.
Well, here's the thing, also. That's with anything in fucking life. It has a 50% chance of working out and a 50% chance of not working out.
See, I don't look at it like that.
So I hate when bitches are like, it's a 50% chance of divorce. Like, first of all, there's a 50% chance of everything. There's a 50% chance that you'll shit at your wedding.
It's a 50% chance that your pregnancy test lied.
Whoa. Okay. That's a little more terrifying.
But I don't choose to live like that. I only choose to live like that with marriage. Because personally for me, I don't think I'm going to be married to the same person forever. Unless I do, and that's going to be a total shock for me, man.
Check back with us in a couple of years. That's insane. I disagree because I'm in it to win it, like I mentioned in the podcast before.
But I also don't want to make somebody feel like they have to stay with me. Just because you put a ring on my hand doesn't mean... Because also it makes me nervous because getting a ring, it's like even thinking about it right now, my heart's racing. Because like now I feel like I'm
because
there.
It's a nice piece of jewelry?
No, because same. It's like, I feel like it's like this really big thing to where it's like you're with somebody and now it's like you guys together having to face on the world.
Yeah, what about it? It's like a partner in crime.
I mean,
as white as that sounds, it's a partner in crime.
Partner in crime. That's why I need to find somebody who's like super funny and smart.
Why? So they can outshine you?
No, because
I'm just kidding.
They need to make me laugh. Because I can't be in a relationship where it's just
you doing all the work.
Me being all giving you all this good content and they're like, huh.
Like, right? I mean? And they don't accept it? Oh, trust me, honey. I know. I talk a lot about my ex-boyfriend, Jacob, but I just want him.
It's just straight facts.
straight facts. No printer, baby.
No
straight printer. Facts, no printer. I don't know. I know I talk a lot about him, but I just know for a fact he will never listen to this.
So, oh, for like, facts, you can say all you
so
want.
So I can say it all I want. Like, no one knows who he is. So yeah. Fuck you, Jacob.
Well, with anybody fuck that your law degree. About, nobody knows who we're talking about because we only give first name. Or
well,
we lie.
Some, or we lie about the name. But even then,
but then
they're
only
not
my
listening.
Friends who went through it with me know
yeah, none
who we're
them,
talking
not
about.
Not to be rude, but none of them are listening. I've checked the stats.
Facts. Okay. We see the locations where we're getting the most hears.
Hears?
Streams? I don't
streams?
Know.
Same shit. Hears? People are hearing.
Hears.
Clearly it's a podcast. I'm so insulted because a lot of my close friends, obviously besides you, because I do it with you, don't fucking listen to the podcast.
I love listening to our podcast.
Same. I listen
I
to it all the time.
I'm like, what's that word called? Conceited?
Yeah. What is that again?
What is that again? Never heard of it till now. I think it is because of that, but I think we're funny.
I think we're fucking hilarious.
I cry when I listen to it because I'm like laughing.
Sometimes
so much.
I cry because I just know the behind the scenes.
Oh my gosh, guys, setting it up today. Let's give a little round of applause for Mercedes.
Thank you.
This
I had to troubleshoot
was so fucked up.
I was
so
like hacking into the fucking mainframe. That's what it fucking felt like. And to make the matters worse, like the mouse is so fucking slow.
I was gonna
like,
call it the clicker.
The click, same shit.
I'm happy I didn't say anything because that
well,
was
just outed yourself.
But it's okay. I didn't say it then. The clicker.
Yeah,
I know. The clicker wasn't working.
You're trying to like fill my sentences with your wrong words. Anyway.
Exactly. Also, I think I'm getting dumber. So.
I think so too. Not to be rude, but I really think you are.
I think something's wrong.
You know what you need to start doing?
Reading.
Yes. No, learning how to, essentially.
Learning how to. I think I should get a book. I don't know.
Do you know how to do...
math?
No, I didn't ask that. Do you know how to sound it out? Like, sound out words?
Yes.
Okay, because I met someone who...
Doesn't?
Yeah, because here's her excuse. Sorry, I had to yawn. Here's her excuse. She went to a charter school. And so apparently with charter school... That's like a free private school. I'm using a lot of words. But it's like a free private school, mm-hmm. and they can choose the curriculum that they want. And
yeah,
essentially, they didn't teach her how to sound things out.
Yeah, I went to charter school.
So how can I believe that they taught you to sound things out?
Because before I went to charter school, so I went to kindergarten and first grade in regular school. Because I'm in pre-K, I was in California. And
okay.
Kindergarten, I think I was in my hometown.
Okay.
And then first grade definitely in my hometown. So I experienced that first, where they first teach you how to spell out words at a regular public school.
But that's not going to stick with you.
But it did. Because I
beg to differ.
I do spell out words, but I just choose not to. Like, I'm like, right, if it looks close, if ganache looks close to what it's spelled. Ganache. Ganache.
Even I know. Ganache.
Is it G-A-N ganache? It's
a G. She keeps saying it like if it's going to come to her.
G-A-N-A-U-C-H-E-E?
Why'd you add a U? No, it was G-A-N-A-C-H-E. I don't know,
ganache. The ganache is what, like, throws me off. Nosh.
The nosh. The ganache, the whole word just fucking throws me off. Yeah, there's, it's G-A-N-A-C-H-E. It's Ghana, like, win. Like Ghana. Like Ghana, like ganar. Mm-hmm. C-H-E. But also the English language is close. The English language is one of the hardest things to learn.
Okay, but I didn't even know Spanish, so.
Well, I'm not saying you had to, but it's just fucking hard. Like, there's all these rules. Hard.
I think it, you guys, for real, I think I suffered a stroke or something, because it's like I really like slur my words and stuff like that, and I've been noticing it as I'm getting older, it's getting worse.
That's scary. And that's my biggest fear. One of my biggest fears is like having dementia or some shit like that.
Yeah, and I'm gonna have it, so.
Oh.
So I'll see you all there.
I won't remember, but I'll see you.
I'll see you.
That's like my biggest fear. That's the one thing that'll make me cry right away, is like watching videos on people that have Alzheimer's or dementia. I don't mean to. These commercials pop up. Goddamn.
Did you? Oh my gosh, you guys. I know I showed Mercedes this. I showed her at Chick-fil-A.
Oh my fucking God.
Of the Apple commercial that came out during Christmas time with the iPad, when these two little girls, they were staying at their grandfather's house, and then
stop.
Just look it up. Just look up Apple iPad grandpa and grandma commercial, and just, if the beginning starts with the two little girls going to their grandparents' house, watch it. It's so sad. I was watching it in my room, and my brother was over, right? And we were watching it together, and I was crying, but he was like, oh my God. He looks at me, he's like, I knew you were crying, because he was like, it made him really sad too, but he mm-hmm. knew, like, just by watching it, that I was already crying. And yesterday, we were watching a freaking TikTok.
Oh my fucking God. The fact that we both cried, I was like, she's probably not crying, but why am I crying? I was waiting to see
if you were crying, but I was just crying, because I didn't want to talk about it. And it was like this girl talking about how, like, the end to Monsters, Inc. is one of the saddest parts in the movie.
And it was supposed to be a funny TikTok, because the person who's recording it is laughing and she's just crying. And I'm fucking crying too. She was explaining it, and I was like, "Is it that shit hits? It's like so really fucking sad.
I was just like, dang, like, I just don't want to be crying in the club right now.
Definitely crying in that club.
It was like super emotional. But guys, I downloaded TikTok. Thank God. I was scared. I was really scared because the Chinese government has something to do with it. And I know they do. And it's like, Mercedes is like, I'm going to have to get you a burner. I was like, that's so true. But you know what? I figured I'm going to die anyways. Somebody's hacked me before.
I know. Like, I don't know why you're so worried.
Would literally like text my friends and shit. So you know,
need to explain that story a little more, because when I heard that, I lost my mind.
Well, okay. So like a few years back, because that's why I had to get this new phone, because mm-hmm. I was just over it. My mom kept telling me she was going to give me a new one. She never did. But so my sophomore year of college, I was just living life, feeling free, and I don't know what, but my phone would literally just, like, turn on, and then, like, it would unlock itself, mind you, when I had, it was, like, at the time where you had to put in the passcode, and then it would, like, go to, like, my apps, and, like, it would click on Instagram, scroll down Instagram, and then it would just, like, go, and it would start typing. So I would go on a text message with a friend, and I would just leave it, and then it would just start, like, typing and sending text. So it's like really like
scary.
And so I was just like, oh, maybe it's just my phone acting up, right? You know what I'm saying? And then I was watching something, and this girl was talking about how, like, when she used to call people, she could hear, you can hear, like, it's kind of off, to where it's like the point where somebody's kind of like listening into you. And so I was calling my brother and I heard that noise that she was like talking about. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is not cool. I was scared. So I was basically telling my mom about it and everything like that. And basically what I think happened was that somebody hacked into my iCloud.
My iCloud.
And was just like going through and like doing whatever, you know, they wanted. You know. But it just like be like that. It's not like that great of a story, but.
I mean, that's pretty. That's pretty terrifying.
Emotional.
I don't know if it's happened to me because maybe my hacker could just be really good. Mm-hmm. At making themselves unseen and unheard. But either way, that's terrifying with technology.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's why I always feel like somebody's gonna, like, kill me, you know?
Wow, like I said before.
I'm not that special.
You're not that valuable.
I just feel like it. Because, what do you care? Here's, like, the tea. Like, you think, like, oh, I'm not worth it. But to somebody, some creep out there, you are.
No.
Like, they're willing to end your life. To be with
please
them.
Don't. I had a fucking dream last night that Kid Cudi came to fucking murder my ass.
But she doesn't even know what Kid Cudi looks like.
I don't even know what he looks like, but I just kept saying it in the dream. I kept saying it in the dream, and everyone kept saying it in the dream that he was trying to hurt me, and it was very terrifying, and I woke up very panicked in the 4 hours that I was asleep. So let's just discuss that.
But then I was also almost kidnapped when I was a baby. Can we
I
talk
know.
About that?
Yeah, that was terrible.
So
what happened to the good vibes that we're supposed to bring today?
Sorry. Good but vibes, still. Guys. Good vibes. What's a good thing that happened this week? Nothing.
I mean, I got asked twice.
Oh, for?
To buy things that only 21-year-olds can buy.
Well,
I won't tell. I won't tell you whether I did it or not. But I got asked, so that's weird. It's weird that it happened within a week.
Yeah, I mean,
as opposed to like,
weren't
every
like
other month.
Days of each other, like a day.
Yeah,
maybe
it was
12 hours.
A day. I was like, damn, is my age that prominent? Like,
yeah, well, I mean, obvi when like people need something.
Need something. I want to do that thing kind of like in Nathan for You, where he sells liquor to underage minors, but he doesn't give it to them until they're 21.
Oh, I'm dead.
That's so funny. I would do something like that. I don't know. I just think like why rush it? Like,
yeah.
Why rush to, let's say, drink, or now. Smoke tobacco because like that is now a national thing. Like why rush it? What's the point?
Is it really tobacco?
You didn't know that? Goddamn. That's how in the out of the loop we are because we don't do that shit. We go to church.
To
just
church.
Kidding. Neither of us go to church.
I feel like that I should be going to church. Like I
why? Because you're bored?
No, because I just feel like sometimes like I just like the good vibes that it brings me.
No, that's why I think I should go to church because it is so hard to make friends as an adult. I'm serious. No. You don't understand.
So you're gonna go to church to make friends.
To make fucking friends because I'm so fucking lonely, and it's just a sense of community.
I mean,
When you graduate and you start your 9-to-5, come talk to me. Then
no,
then
because
we can talk.
Here's like the tea. My dad, shout out to my dad. He says that I'm really great at keeping connections.
Right.
Which is fair, but I have been slacking.
Exactly. See.
So, but that's on me though. So. Because I have, like, these good friendships that I can, like, continue. But it's just, like, I just don't. Because, again, I lack the emotional capacity.
Oh.
But I'm working on that, guys. I think I need to go to, like, something.
A therapist?
Something.
Probably.
I think I just really have to, like, figure it out. Also, Mercedes was watching this video yesterday about asexuals.
Oh.
And she was like, I think after watching this, I think you're asexual. And I was like, what?
I'm the worst person. I'm totally that bitch that will watch one video and it'll change my whole mindset. And I'm like, that was foul. I was watching a video on asexuals and it honestly, it cleared it up because I was
confused
about it.
I'm still confused because there was like, there's three types, right?
Well, that's just
like
categorizing
it. Asexual, like you just don't like have, like you just don't want to sleep with people.
Not even that. There's a difference between want. Yeah, I guess. Like, they don't feel the physical need or attraction to sleep with someone.
Yeah, see, I have that. I just don't have the emotional, like, to, like.
So you're a psychopath.
To, like, not to love somebody, but to, like, I think it's just.
Yeah, no, I don't think you're asexual. I think it might be.
I think I'm missing that little thing in my brain that's like
serotonin. Cause same.
You know, yeah, I'll be. But I think it's just like I don't like think that I. But also, I think it's also like a thing with me. Like, I don't think I'm worthy of being loved, so I shouldn't love.
Yeah, that's for therapy, love.
That's love. I don't think I really need a therapist, health. Though, you know.
Okay, bitch. First of all, nobody needs anything.
They just have to.
Everyone should. I think it's very eye-opening.
Yeah.
And you do a lot of work on yourself. Because no matter how conceited you are, you can never better yourself.
Yeah.
Until someone tells you how to. And that's on period love.
That's put on that mental down, health stuff.
Put that in a book and sell it to the masses. Oh, I've been doing this thing.
I'm scared.
This nasty like indie voice.
Oh, that my everyone God. Does. It makes me want to fight. It makes me want to fight.
It makes Val want to fight me so bad.
Do it. Sing a little something for him.
Okay, what should I
do?
The Maroon 5 song over
there. Freaking Maroon 5, bro.
I've been doing Maroon 5. Why not? Now I'm nervous. I have like stage fright.
Why are you nervous? Just pretend like you're singing to me.
Okay, here we go. Look for the girl with the broken smile. I am so sorry to all listeners. And a lot of the listeners it's are so people bad. That I like direct from my dating apps. So I'm sorry if you heard that.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you for listening. A lot of them will only listen to like 5 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah, everybody's only listened to 5 minutes of the first episode.
Yeah, so don't be fucking fake. I know, right?
But I was just kidding. That I am. He just hasn't messaged me, so.
So are you even talking? Question mark.
Not right now.
Oh shit.
Not right now.
Not prioritized.
But you know, just be like that.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
We'll see. Come back to me in the next podcast.
Okay. Hopefully, not a lot changes. I'm itchy.
Anyways, I was watching this thing about sociopaths.
Sociopaths, you mean?
What did I say?
You said sociopaths, which technically
is that what it is?
It's socio.
Socio.
It's like socio. I see the confusion now because sociology.
Sociopath.
I just made that up. The more we say socio, the less I know. Yeah. The less I know socio, the better.
Well, like serial killers, I guess, like what makes them do it.
Sociopaths.
They claim that it's this thing in their brain that they're lacking. But then this guy who was also lacking it to the point where he could have been like a serial killer wasn't killing people. So mm-hmm. I was just like, I just think it's also like, because Mercedes told me about this, that's just also like the person themselves.
Yeah, it's all choice. We all have a choice.
We all but make I was choices. Also hearing that like
oh my God.
Serial killers after they kill people they go through like this massive depression and they're like oh because like I didn't slice him and dice him the way that I wanted, like he didn't bleed out the way that I thought, so they're like so sad to the point where they want to kill themselves but then they don't and they go out and kill again and it's like crazy.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Isn't that like crazy?
Wait, what were you watching?
So I was talking about this a few weeks back, but it was that one where it was like in the minds of, and then it goes through like drug dealers, serial killers.
In the minds of drug dealers, I just want to make money, bitch.
No, because it's like crazy, because like they just kill people like nothing, bro.
Well, yeah, because they're.
But they also like they tie that into like sociopaths and then like cult leaders saw that one.
That's crazy.
That's brazy, bro.
Brazy, bro. Yeah, no cult leaders, no thanks. But I was just actually recently watching this thing about ex cult members, and it's funny because only one of them was talking about how anyone can be a part of a cult. Like the people, usually the people that are part of cults are the people that try to stay away from it the most. That like are like I'm not stupid enough to do something like that.
Yeah.
But also he was saying this, which was wild. The cult he was a part of for like 4 years was like a sexual health type of cult, and it was matriarchal, so it was mostly run by women. And
what? I'm scared.
And it's fucking funny because the ritual, like he would live in a penthouse in Harlem. Mm-hmm. And they would wake up at like 7 a.m. and they would partner up and the men would like stroke the women's clits for like 15 minutes for like an orgasm. It was like procedural, like the way that they did it. So like it worked every single time, which first of all, props to them. But also there was like less men in the program, so yeah. They would like have to like switch off and shit. And it was funny because he's like, I think the only thing that I lost while being in that cult, because apparently it was also really like eye-opening, mm-hmm. and really taught him more about himself, to be more in touch with himself and his sexuality and emotionally and all that, as well as stroking women's clits every day. Mm-hmm. Which made me laugh. It's so fucking funny. Like, how do you just say that? So he was saying the thing that he lacks is like social norms, because he's like a 26, 27 year old guy now. And he left the cult and he got a job, and his boss was like having a hard day. And he was like, oh, I can like stroke your clit for you.
What?
And he didn't realize like that's like not that's a normal like thing to cool. do. Yeah. That's like not a normal thing to ask, especially in a professional environment.
Yeah, exactly.
So
that's crazy. I was watching my mom told me, because we were watching this together, and she was like, yeah, I know like somebody very close to our family is in a cult. And I was like, what? And she was like, yeah, I won't name names, but she was like, yeah, they would bring their like little Bible over and stuff, and my mom would always be like, yeah, you're in a cult. And she was like, no, were no, they no, Mormon? No, it's like this cult in Mexico.
Oh my god.
And so they were saying, Catholicism. My mom was saying, she was like, yeah, because the only reason how she got married was because they would line them up, and then they were like, mm-hmm. this is who you're marrying, this is who you're marrying, this is who you're marrying. And she was like, she got so lucky because she married a doctor. And so
that's terrifying.
All this stuff, and it was like a thing where it was like she had to stay home, cook and clean, and like all this stuff. And then eventually the girl that she knew, sister, joined it too, and her son ended up being gay.
why did it take you so long to
because I was trying to think of like the correct like way to say it, right?
Yeah, gay is correct.
Okay. She like won't even acknowledge him as her son.
Oof. That also just makes her a homophobe.
That's what I'm saying. But when she's not around, but that girl, when she's not around her sister who's in the cold, she's like fine. But as soon as it like hits that, it's like not. And they're like long hair, long dresses. And my mom would always say, she was like, yeah. She's like, I know that you are. And then they would try and like preach on my mom, like all this stuff that she wasn't going to be going to heaven because she's not like in the cult. And she was like, well, isn't it in the Bible? Because my mom used to read the Bible full through. She's like, is it in the Bible that like you can't be judging other people and all this stuff? So technically you would be in hell. So she would tell the girl, she was like, you're going to go to hell. She's like, well, I'll see you there. I'll see you there. And I thought that was the funniest thing of my life. Because my mom, she hates homophobes, hate people who attack animals. She may not like animals, but she hates attackers of animals.
You mean animal abusers?
Animal abusers.
Attacker of animals.
She's the most woke person I know. She's still learning, but she's woke.
Woke legend. Thank you, Dolores, for your service.
She's crazy. And I love that because I love how people try to like preach things to like my mom about like the Bible and stuff. And she like full on like... That was her job, reading Bibles. So she goes through and she's like, well, didn't it say blah, blah, blah? So technically you're doing
if
it.
If we're technically speaking, if you want to use English like the rest of us here. I just Googled like weird inactive cults today.
And isn't there that one in Utah? Utah, Arizona?
Mormonism?
Is it? Utah,
no,
Arizona?
I have to look that up. No, it was a...
He's like in jail, but like he... It wasn't... Oh, yeah. Like, it's still like today. Yeah. Like when he gets out, like they're still like going to be doing cool. Like they're still going to be vibing. Oh my God, Mercedes was like, let's join a cult. Let's go to Utah, Arizona. And I was like, no. She's like, I want to get married.
I'm looking for a husband.
I was like, no.
Maybe
sis.
More than one.
Well, you'd only get one husband, but you'd be sharing fuck him me. With like 500 other bitches. And is that cool with you?
That's every day for me already.
Okay, facts. Me, all my relationships. Anyway. Maybe you should just join a cult.
Why not?
But then
it's a sense of community. You have friends.
Not I know you're not in about every that
cult.
Life.
I just told you about the orgasm cult. I don't got to bear any kids in that.
Well,
damn.
You remember that freaking celebrity cult? Like
Scientology?
No, the big one with all the like celebs in it, and they were like
Illuminati?
Sex trafficking. No, it was like recently that girl from Smallville, and like things like that. How she was like they were sex trafficking young girls.
Well, that's all of Hollywood. That's been there since the beginning of time.
It was a whole ass cult, though, that did it. And this like girl who was like a celeb daughter was in it, and she was trying to get her out.
I have to look more into that.
She was like, "You're in a cult." There was this whole thing on E News. It was E News. true Hollywood story. And it's like where they do the true Hollywood stories where they talk about like everything that happened, like something like that. So they did one on Britney Spears, they did one on everybody.
Literally everything you just said was not English because you were like,
okay. So anyways, it's E True Hollywood Stories. They do like they came back with a new season this year, and they had talked, well, last year, and they had talked about the cult thing that happened, the Hollywood cult. I forget what it is, but this girl from Smallville was in it, and basically what happened, she's
watch Smallville,
going to jail. I don't either.
I have a brain.
But she like they the whole cult basically was just sex trafficking young women into like doing things. So it was like weird, but it just be like that sometimes, I guess.
Anyways, so child.
So what were you looking up?
On this active cults today, they listed the fundamentalist Latter-day Saints.
What's that?
That's Mormons, honey.
Oh.
Yeah, but those are like true and true Mormons.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot what like cults are.
Yeah, well, the fundamentalist Latter-day Saints as opposed to like Latter-day Saints because they're different.
Yes,
a lot of the people, yeah, the fundamentalists are like into polygamy and like incest and shit like that. Not into, but they worship it. So, and also into it, but
just like
spooky.
I mean, you know, I feel like.
Do you ever think about that? How you can essentially start a religion?
Yeah.
And okay. I know that could be a little blasphemous to talk about, but genuinely, you can start a religion.
Yeah, and get people to do it. What was that cult that, like, he was like, you guys are all, like, in this day, we're all going to die. So then he, like, killed everybody. Everybody, like, killed themselves.
Christianity?
No. It was, like, that one where he was like, the world's going to end. So he convinced all these people that the world was going to end. And then he, like, poisoned all of them.
Was that? I feel like I know what you're talking about. But I also feel like that was an SVU episode.
No. It was real.
Well, you could look it up because I don't remember that.
Like, he was, okay, so let me look at those.
Terrifying.
Where guy.
I mean, when you think about it.
Killed.
Oh, when you think about it.
Everyone. Because that one, there was also one where this guy, he, like, had shot, like, all his. Oh, an apocalyptic cult, 900 dead.
Apocalyptic.
He told them that the world was going to end. He's like, 4 decades ago. Jim Jones.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Never mind.
He like just killed everybody. But there's also this guy who like was in a cult, and like the U.S. military just showed up and were like, "Let these people go."
Me, right? Let
they
my ha- people
they
go.
Didn't shoot a single bullet, but the people inside shot bullets and things like that. But they didn't do anything. They were just like, "Just let the people go, and we'll like leave you alone." And so he let the people who he knew were going to betray him eventually, and the people who were not his children or his wife, like leave. And then he kept his children in there, and then like. Everybody's wife in there, and then like shot every single one of the people, and then like he had one of his friends shoot him in the head.
Hey buddy, can you do me a favor?
Can you just shoot me in the head or
scary? I'm scared.
And then he set the house on fire.
Oh, I don't think he could have done that after he was dead, but
okay. Well, the friend, I think he started the fire, started shooting everybody, and then was like, shoot me in the head, shot him in the head.
I don't like that.
Yeah. Also, I watched the Aaron Hernandez documentary. Okay, can we talk about it? And this guy, God. This football player.
Why are you screaming about it?
Sorry. But the Patriots, just watching this, I was like, wow, they must have had a really bad, like,
fuck few the years, Patriots.
Bro. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's why they keep winning these Super Bowls, because, like, God's doing some, like, he's like, you know what? I did some, and now I'm going to fix it. Because, so before the Aaron Hernandez thing happened, one of their, like, football players shot themselves in mm-hmm. like the chest because he was like because of that whole what was it the CT that the thing that the football
not CTA it was like
CET
something
like that
was something with the brain
basically like because of all the concussions and stuff so he shot himself in the chest so that like they could study his brain instead right. of shooting himself in the head. He was like, I'm not going to shoot myself in the head. I'm going to shoot myself in the chest because he was going to kill himself
right.
either way. But he was like, I'm going to leave it so people can study my brain.
Right, yeah.
And I was just like, that's really fucked up. Like, for him to, like, feel like...
He was essentially donating his body to science.
Science. That's exactly what it was. And I was just like, that's just, like, kind of... It just made me really sad because I was just like...
Yeah, it's really sad.
You were just, like, having to go through all of that. And you're just like, you know, I'm just
going
to kill myself.
Wait, who was going through all that?
One of the football players. It was
right,
Aaron
yeah.
Hernandez.
I remember that.
It was not him.
I think we did talk about that when it came to the whole Aaron Hernandez. Not we. mm-hmm. like when that first was happening, because I didn't realize that how recent that was until
yeah
the fucking like trailer came out, and then I googled yeah. it. I was like, oh damn, this shit was recent.
Yeah, like I, you know what, it was like weird because like I didn't even care to like watch any of it because I don't even remember how old I was, but I know I wasn't like really young, mm-hmm. you know what I mean?
No.
And it was just like weird, bro. Like I was just like, but I was also like, I don't watch the news because I'm scared. I don't want to feel sad. I already feel sad, so I don't need to feel more sad. But I love watching like murder, and I love watching like kidnappings and things like that. Oh my
god, you're so quirky.
No, it's not even like quirky. Like when I'm sad, so quirky. When I'm sad, when people break up with me, I watch murder. People break up with me. People cheat on me, I watch murder. People break up with you. Oof. And it's just like, I don't know, I love learning things like that. I love the whole documentary. I love learning tips and tricks.
Chips and tricks? This hoe just said chips and
what not to do. Don't
let her to try to trick you. She said chips and tricks. She's thinking about chips.
I'm looking for a new chips and dip.
Spinach dip. Spinach but instead dip. Of chips, you use bread. You get a bread bowl and you get spinach dip.
And you put it in.
Yeah, I love that. That's my favorite thing to have.
I think it was cream of mushroom
soup.
Bread bowl at California Adventure.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
And that's all I'm gonna say.
She acts really like good. It's very revolutionary.
It is very revolutionary. I feel like we should we make some like bread bowls?
I can't do that. I would.
You'll die.
Well, I think they sell some pre-made, but it's just never as good
when as you like make it.
Yeah, as like Panera.
I've never been.
Oh my god, she's never been to Panera. She's never seen a concert.
I've never been to a concert. I've never been on a date. Never been whatever. On a date. Assuming
there's a million things she's never done. Fucking newbie.
Yeah, well, that's because I have a whole life to live like that, and I don't have to do it now. So,
okay, yeah. Unfortunately. She could say it that way, or the fact that she's missed out on experiences. She just doesn't want to admit it, and that's okay. No judgment whatsoever.
It's fine. You're so rude.
Okay, comment down below. Sound off in the comments.
Comment down below. Who's more rude?
It's definitely Val.
Am I though? I don't think so. I think I'm the sweetest bitch you'll ever meet. Get crazy. Get wild. I'm going to the Jersey Shore, bitch. We're just gonna do some crazy. Oh my god, speaking of screaming, we came in today. This is our first time being back since last week.
First time. I mean,
and they put up posters in the room that we're using to record, and they were like, during your experience, please maintain an acceptable volume. And this have is we not maintained an soundproof.
Have we maintained an acceptable volume? No, because Val's always fucking screaming.
You know what? I think they put this up here
because of you.
I can't help it if I scream.
It's so easy to like talk at a normal volume. I do it all the time.
You know what? Just being here with you gets my blood going. So I have to scream. I get so nervous.
I didn't like that at all. And you know, I didn't so like it. Nervous. My name Jeff.
But I think we should.
This is how our podcast goes. We just kind of come in.
We talk about murder, Disneyland, and then go back. Harry Styles.
Girls only do one thing. Eat, sleep, then Harry style, and lie,
eat hot chip. I think I'm going to get, you know, I'm going to keep it a secret because I want it to be a surprise.
Okay. Damn. I mean, I don't. Ooh. What was I thinking?
Well, it would be a surprise for you. Yes. So.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm sorry if you're a listener and you have a lift, but we've been doing that for like 3 weeks.
It's because my brother, you should hear it when Nikki says it. He goes, yes. It sounds like not even like wrong.
Well, didn't he have a lisp?
No, he had a speech impediment.
Okay, what was
this? So he couldn't even speak, bro. So he couldn't even say words.
He just didn't know how.
He just couldn't even say words, bro. So he couldn't even have a lisp, you know?
No.
So just be like that. Bellowee. All my little cousins. Bellowee, can you get me something? And I'm like.
You see, I was the little cousin, and no one addressed me by my name. They would just roll their eyes and call me a brat. Like, rightfully
little
so.
Little girl, tell your mom.
Whoa, when did all my cousins turn Californian? Like, little girl.
No, they turned into little girl.
Oh, Miss Hannigan.
Everywhere I go, I can remember see them.
Remember when Jane Lynch played Miss Hannigan on Broadway? I think about that a lot.
No.
Yeah, it was like in the prime of Glee. She put his hand again on Broadway.
Oh my god.
Only true Gleeks would know that. Let's just talk about how I was.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Divulge in the Gleek culture. I was a full-on Gleek.
I loved Glee.
But didn't you not finish the
No, I finished the whole series.
Oh, just kidding.
I can't go back and watch it.
Okay, right.
Because after Cory Monteith. It's like weird for me because like death. I'm like, I can't even watch Descendants 3 because Cameron Boyce died.
The fact that you even watched any of
I'm never going to watch it. It's just because I have this thing. Because I saw this TikTok the other day and somebody had played a clip from Glee. It was like one of the saddest parts, right?
Oh, yeah, when they sang 500.
I don't even want to talk about that because I can't even listen to that song without crying. I literally like bust out crying.
Everyone cries when they hear Seasons of Love.
But no, the regular one, I'm fine. But then you play me the Glee one because I already know that it's already
about death.
To the big man.
Well, also Seasons of Love is originally about death. It's about people that are dying from fucking AIDS.
Seasons of Love.
Okay, nope.
But anyways, they play that thing and I just had to slide right through because I see his face and I just like, I can't deal with it. So I just have to move on.
Okay.
So just be like that. So I just have this weird thing with death.
Well, even then, I just think like I didn't know him. Obviously, he made an impact because I was still just as sad, still sad about it. R.I.P. Yeah. But at the same time, I don't think I let that ruin me rewatching Glee. Also, when I rewatched Glee, I realized how bad it was. How badly written it was. And, like, now I get why everyone's like, the first two seasons are so good. Because, like, the rest of it is just pure dumpster fire. Mm-hmm. But I loved every second of it.
I love Glee. I love.
If y'all bitches can watch Vampire Diaries and fucking Riverdale, I can watch Glee. Oh, my God, Glee.
I love Riverdale. Never seen Vampire Diaries. I think I saw an episode. And I was like, okay.
My sister was really into vampires. As gross as
I
sounds.
Know, because didn't you say she was also into Twilight?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why she was really into vampires.
I don't know why. That's like such a
that,
thing.
That was
for
her
teens.
Thing. Why is it thing for teens TikTok?
Well, it's also just Harry trends. Potter, like wizards and wizardry. The only wizards I watched were the Russos.
I didn't like that. I'm glad we're at the age where we can realize like Harry Potter's not good.
I've never seen it, so I don't know. I can't say that. Well, a lot of people love it. Have you seen it?
Yes,
and
I have.
You didn't like it?
No, because it's bad.
I've only seen, you know what, that's a lie. I've only seen the first part of Deathly Hallows. That's the only one. So I don't know what happened leading up to whatever was going on. I kind of liked it. Kind of.
Like Transformers and Fast and the Furious, so I don't know if you're one to give recommendations on movies.
I think it's because I just, you know, I know that it's not real. So I don't have to have such a bad mouth about it. You know what I mean? I don't have to make these comments because I know they're not real, you know?
No.
I love fucking Fast and the Furious.
I don't know why.
I can't wait. It was like something that I grew up on. You know what I mean? Because like my whole family will run out of theater to watch this.
But let me put it this way. Bitches be like, I grew up on Harry Potter. That shit ain't good. The thing with Fast and the Furious, are you able to watch a Fast and Furious movie and be like, okay, this is kind of bad?
No.
Oh, well, fuck you. That ruins my point. What I was trying to say is, like, no one can watch anything from an objective eye. Like, I watched Glee, okay? And I loved every fucking second of it when I was growing up. Yeah. Clearly, big part of my life.
Yeah.
Can I rewatch it now and be like, this was bad? Yes,
well,
I can.
Maybe I'll have to watch, but I just don't know if I can. I don't know if I can put it up.
Because it's bad?
No, because...
Paul Walker?
The whole Cory Monteith thing. The Paul Walker movie. Glee? Like, Fast and the Furious, like, I'm so happy they're not doing anything. My mom says that they're going to do some, like, little special things. But, like, I'm happy that they don't have him in there because then I wouldn't be able to watch it.
Overall, I just think it's... I don't know. Like, you should be able to look at Harry Potter and be like, this is kind of bad.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I should just watch it,
because you obviously can create a whole world. That doesn't mean it's a good one. Look at Twilight.
I've never seen Twilight.
People love that. Oh my fucking god. Catch up. People can watch that. Exactly. So yeah, people can watch that and love that. My sister, literally, that was her.
I didn't finish The Hunger Games.
You and everyone else. Either way. Back to my story, you bitch.
Back to me.
My sister can like rewatch Twilight and be like, okay, this was kind of bad. Like,
really?
Yeah, she can be like, wow, this was bad. Like an objective eye.
But I think it's also because when you're like a teen, you're just like, oh my god, he's so hot. I wish.
Well, then why don't people feel that way about fucking Harry Potter? Because I can say with my damn chest that it's not good.
I don't know. I think I'm just gonna have to watch it. And don't watch it if it's bad or not.
Overall, and I think it was the fandom that ruined it for me. Why? Because they were the type of bitches that would like hiss at people, and I'm like, are you?
Stop.
I
really?
Wish I was kidding. Yeah.
I'm gonna cry.
The type that hiss at people, and the type that are like, books are so much better than social interaction. It's like, okay, shut the fuck up, virgin.
Okay, you don't have to attack me. You have to group me.
On my way. That's just I've always never liked Harry Potter. I've never liked Harry Potter.
You never liked Harry Potter.
I'm so quirky, haha. But no, I've met so many more people
who don't like Harry Potter.
And I feel so accepted. Same thing with the amount of people where Glee has changed their life. So
I haven't even. I'll have to rewatch it, I guess.
Rewatch it? You mean watch it?
Rewatch. Because I've seen all the seasons.
Oh,
Glee?
Oh, I thought you meant Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, I've never seen. I don't know if I can get into that. I just feel like they're too long or something.
Or some. I don't know. There's too many names.
I don't
too
know.
Too many bippity boppities, you know, type of shit like that. Anyway, on to things that I do like. Here are my recommendations.
No, we changed it.
Oh, yeah, Marks and Rex. Marks as in high marks and Rex as in recommendations. Marks are more, that word is mostly used across the pond. So you're welcome.
I love the culture. Don't it sound like Harry Styles? Beans.
A different brand.
Different brand.
Of beans.
Of beans.
Rightfully so. Look up that video. Changed my life.
Different brands.
It's a cough.
Beans.
Again.
Anyway,
what I recommend... What I recommend.
Okay, recommend.
What I recommend. I don't know if I'm saying this right. Okay. I don't think I am, but I just bought this. Val was with me when I bought it. I used it last night. She is supple. It's the Laneige.
Are you here?
Laneige water sleeping mask in lavender. That was about $20.
Wait, does it really? Like, have you tried it already?
I just said I tried it last night. I just said that out loud. I can replay the fucking tape. That's
but
just how much fucking
like
Val listens to me.
No, because I can't hear half the time.
You're screaming.
I can't hear.
I'm getting into that right now.
Okay,
I like it so much.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry.
Do you see the stress I put under?
I'm so sorry.
It's fine. Anyway. It's very hydrating. It came with like a little spoon to like
really?
Spoon it out. It's a plastic one, but it's still more.
But it's cute.
And it has the brand name on it. It smells
on the spoon?
On the spoon. It smells delicious. It's not like super sticky. Like I can wake up and I wake up and I feel like I'm a little bit greasy.
But it's just moisturized.
That's because I've been sweating all night. After Kid Cudi tried to murder me. So
it's like
don't come for me, Kid Cudi's lawyers. Like
legit,
I'm not no
it's
defamation.
Like not my fault.
But I think it's hydrating. I don't know if it didn't make me break out yet. I don't know how long you have to use a face mask.
For like
a week or so.
A week, yeah.
But
see if there's
any
improvements.
Yeah.
Let us know next podcast.
Well, it says to use it 2 or 3 times a week. That's it.
Because
it's like a sleeping mask. And that one was the cheapest one. It's like $25 as opposed to like a $50, $60
okay,
fucking
wait, you're
Tatcha. I'm not coming for you. I'm just saying I didn't want to spend that much money on it. Because I also bought a Tarte blush.
Oh, that it looks so good on her.
Thank
you, guys.
You.
I wish you could see.
My face is naturally red, but in the wrong places. So when I do put on foundation, I like to bring back the youth.
Mm-hmm.
And so I recommend the Tarte. I don't know what it's called.
Ooh. Bridal something.
Well, it's called Blushing Bride, the
Blushing
color.
Blushing
Blush.
What did I say?
You said Blushing Blade. Mary J. Blige. Blushing Blige. Blushing Bride. I think it's like Amazonian. I don't even know.
Oh, the Amazonian clay collection. Like their Amazonian collection.
I'm assuming so. I don't fucking know. They have great blush. And then my other recommendation is, as silly as it sounds, is Rose from Bath & Body Works.
Mm.
Bath & Body Works has many scents, but I think the Rose is like the lightest and the daintiest. And also, it's way cheaper to buy like a fucking body mist instead of Victoria's Secret that smells like fucking trash. It's better to buy a body mist from like Victoria's Secret because God damn it. body mist from Bath & Body Works because it's light, it lasts all day, and it's cheap.
Yeah.
So if you ever just need a little spritz and you don't want to use your Marc Jacobs Decadence, which I always wear and people compliment me all the time, Then buy some Bath and Body Works. Rose scent. The lotion, too. Buy it in a set. Who cares? Give it as a gift. It's great shit. Anyway, what are your recommendations, Valerie? Valerie?
TikTok, obviously.
Obviously, for once.
Woke up early to watch TikTok before class. So, like, it's just, like, really showing you, like, where I'm at in my life. Also, skincare. Like Mercedes was saying, she got that cute little mask. I think, for me personally right now, being really young.
me being really old. Me being really young. Even though she's older by older.
3 days, calm down.
By 3 days, yeah, it's fine.
I feel like I really want to start getting into skincare now so I can be beautiful when I'm older and then confuse people.
As opposed to being beautiful now. We axed that out completely.
I don't care about being beautiful now. I care about being beautiful in the future. I also recommend the Aaron Hernandez documentary. I watched Making a Murder. That was so boring. I don't know why it won anything. And I don't want people to come and murder me for it. But if you do, I'm not going to say no. But the Aaron Hernandez one was really entertaining. And I think you guys should watch it. It's really good. Also kind of sad. And then I've been watching these TikToks where this girl's been like doing coloring books, but she got like a serial killer coloring book. And then she talks about facts about it. But just in general, a coloring book. I recommend just getting a whole ass coloring book. Enjoy the vibes.
I just realized that Val got a coloring book yesterday. And she didn't color.
You didn't give me any of the markers.
Well, you didn't ask.
And so I came home and I was like, I kind of want to color. But I was like, I don't have any colors.
I forgot. My bad. Well, she also said, oh, I'm going to color at your place. I was like, oh, yeah. And then we just never did.
Well, because, yeah, then we got caught up in TikToks. And we made pizzas.
Yeah, we're Italian. Don't come for us.
Mwah, Italian kiss. You don't know.
Mwah. I want to take an ancestry DNA test, but I don't want to like sell my DNA to the government.
Yeah, because don't they put your extra DNA into the system?
Probably, yeah, which I don't fucking want.
Well, why don't
I
want
to be
them?
Undetectable. Okay, yeah, because the fucking U.S. government's going to listen to me. Okay.
It's not even the U.S. government that does it.
Well, still, they still sell it. How do you think they make that much money? Because you know they install packs every fucking day. I'm going to tell you that. How many Jimothys out there are finding out they're 100% European? Not enough. I'll tell you that. Anyway.
Jimothy Cricket.
That's all the recommendations you have.
Yeah, that's all I have.
Oh, wow. Well, thanks so much, you guys, for listening. Thanks for, you know, powering through another episode and listening to our banter. And I'm sorry if it gets a little sad. We try our best to.
I promise. No, I'm not going to promise you, but I think you. Maybe next week will be a little better.
A little bit more light. But if you are listening.
A little more light, like your yoga.
Thank you. This podcast is brought to you by listeners viewers like you.
Thank you.
If you call it viewers or fucking time, I'm ending everything. That's it. I'm deleting all my accounts.
Okay.
Everything.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks so much, guys.
Anyways, yeah. Thank you. We'll see you on the last episode
of the season.
For the season. On the season finale of Not Click Babes.
Bye. Okay. Bye.